Morning. Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Eloise. How may I assist you today?
Yeah, I got an email to update my credit card information.
Okay. I have your customer account number or order number.
Yeah, it's 301-011-49-001.
All right, thank you. Give me one moment to pull up the account. Thank you. I'm just one moment, please. So sorry, I'm just waiting on the computer. Just one moment, please.
Mm-hmm.
I locate the account. I'm going to have the name as well as your shipping address, please.
Yeah, it's Justin Raines, R-A-I-N-E-S, and it's 15900 Clifton Boulevard, Lakewood, Ohio, 44107.
Thank you. I also have your email address, please.
I think it's rainesjtr@hotmail.com.
Yes, that's what I have. All right. And you do have the Star Trek Starship Collection. I understand you want to update the card information. Give me one moment. Okay. Ready? I'm ready for the updated card number.
It should be the same, or do I need to give it to you? So I think it's just the expiration date that changed.
Yes, unfortunately, I do have to have all the card number again to re-enter the new date.
Okay, that's fine. It's 4269-3900-0335-3037.
All right, and the expiration date, please.
11/23. 11/23,
and the code on the back of the card.
011.
Okay, thank you. 011. And just make sure it's updated. Right, that credit card information has been updated for the Star Trek Starship Collection.
Is that will that carry over to the other collections as well?
No, I would have to make sure it's set up for the other one as well. So you see, I have the Star Trek Discovery Starships Collection. I'm going to go ahead and update it for that as well. One moment. I've just updated for the Star Trek Discovery as well. Do you have any other subscriptions?
Is the universe separate from Discovery?
Yes, it must be, because I'm only showing under this account the Star Trek and the Star Trek Discovery. If I can look at the other one.
I can't remember if Discovery turned into Universe or Universe is a totally separate thing now.
Okay. So definitely check to see if there's any other. Okay. So now it is separate, the Star Trek Picard universe. Let me update it. Okay, for the Star Trek Picard universe, you presently have PayPal for payment on file. You still want to update it for the...
Oh. No, that's fine. You can leave it as PayPal.
Okay. All right. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
Just a question on that universe collection. Is it possible to note that I don't want the art prints and I only want the ships? Like, can I opt out of the art prints?
You've received announcements for the special edition items?
It's not that I don't want the special edition items, but they've been mixing in, like, art prints with the models, and I don't want the art prints. I only want the models.
Okay. Yes. All right. Yes. So those are the ones that are announced, and yes, I can cancel that part of the subscription if you no longer want to receive that the announcements. And
yeah,
those
I would. I would only want the chips themselves, the models.
Okay. There's no problem. Okay. So canceling the prints. And you may receive an email confirming the cancellation, but you are only being canceled for the prints. You still remain active to receive the ships.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
I think that's it.
Okay. I do thank you for calling. Eagle Moss, if you'll please hold for a short one question survey after this call, and have a great day.
Thanks, you too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.